Amanda Reynolds with her I Love Downtown Bryan t-shirt on. It's the maroon t-shirt, and actually, and not a heart, but right. It's the Queen's Crown and yes. DTV. That'd be awful lot to put on one, right. One t-shirt.
Right.
So are those shirts available?
They are indeed. We've had these for a little bit now, so they have been extremely popular. We're getting, there's a few left, though. We could still hook people up if they want some.
Like tomorrow night, maybe?
Like tomorrow night at First Friday. We have them every First Friday, along with some of our other Downtown Bryan swag going on at the Palace.
Downtown Bryan swag. I don't think I've actually heard it that way before, but that's totally correct, though, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, we have shirts. We have other designs, too. We have koozies to help remind you of our wonderful events. I mean, we've got it going on.
Well, let's talk about what else is going on tomorrow at First Friday.
Oh, my goodness. As always, First Friday is busy and bustling, and we have lots of art openings. So the Riddle Gallery is doing a new art opening, bringing in artists from out of town, and the artists will be on site. They're doing graffiti monsters, and the artist is even doing spray painting T-shirts while he's there. Lots of music, as always. We've got a free concert at the Palace at 8, and then Grant Stafford has a funk soul concert that night.
Back to the Palace, who's performing?
Jake Dexter and the Main Street Sound is the main act, and Daniel Gonzalez, he's a local guy who's really great. He's going to open for him. So Daniel Gonzalez starts at 8, and then Jake Dexter will go on about 9-ish, and we party till about 10:30 or 11.
And, of course, nothing really closes after that.
Right. No. We have lots of lovely places that stay open, and there's bars and restaurants. I mean, pretty much everybody stays late as long as people are out hanging out on First Friday, which seems like people come out later in the summer, so lots of places stay open late.
They may come out later, but I'm guessing they also stay out pretty late also.
Yes, that is true. So like RX Pizza just opened. They're open till 2. Proudest Monkey's open till 2. You know, all the usuals are open till 2. So
in fact, that is something I know that's come up in prior conversations, and I forget where I heard, but with all the establishments that serve alcohol, they were looking for places that had food available late at night, and it's nice to mm-hmm. hear that's happening also.
Yes. So RX serves food, Proudest Monkey serves food, Revolution serves food. So if you are in the late night crowd, know that there is still places to get food when you're at downtown after the normal 10-ish, you know, when restaurants normally close.
All right, let's move on from First Friday to the next thing on your calendar.
So the last two Thursdays in August, August 18th and 25th, we finish up our summer sunset series. So in June, we had free concerts every Thursday starting at 8, and this is kind of our encore series, kind of moving into the school year. So starting at 8 on the 18th, we have Calliope Musicals. They're a fun, kind of funky. They're your traditional funky Austin band, very different than what we have here. And then the 25th, we have Olivia Lane. She's more of a traditional country singer. She's actually from Texas and then moved to Nashville, and she's comes back kind of often for us and does some concerts. So she's really great too.
And how's that working out in booking the entertainment as the word spreads that y'all are doing these types of things?
It is honestly crazy. We actually are booked all the way through 2016 for our Summer Sunset series, our First Fridays. We've got lots of great bands who want to come to Bryan to play. And I think the awesome thing is that the people that come to downtown are so receptive of new music and love it. And they say that all the bands have a wonderful experience because people pay attention and they listen and they dance and they cheer, and so everybody really enjoys coming to downtown to play.
And then as a result, I'm guessing the word of mouth then from the performers is getting around.
Right. Yes. So we have, people, bands are bringing people, and then people are hearing or just knowing that they can come and see a good band. So it's this wonderful mix of people who just love music and love to have a good time that are hanging out in downtown.
And again, that's the next two Thursdays, and the times again?
8 p.m. So our gates open at 7:30, so you have enough time to grab a bite to eat downtown, or you can get your food to go and bring it into the Palace. It's a completely free concert. We sell beverages there. So it's a really great way to spend your evening, and we put in a new fan in the Palace, so it's not crazy hot in there either.
Visiting with Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association, having covered First Friday and the Summer Sunset Series, then the next logical thing.
Well, then we have football. So we have football Fridays, which will wrap into our first September 1st Friday. But every Friday before an A&M home football game, we have a big celebration downtown, because what else are you going to do on Friday night? So again, free concerts, free activities, and they end at 10:30. So you still have time to go to campus if you want to participate in Midnight Yell. And those, again, every Friday before A&M home football game. So put it on your calendar.
All right. And then on to Texas Reds.
It's coming up.
Well, I got my email that tickets, you can buy them online now.
Right. Yeah. So we just opened up tickets, I believe, on the 1st. And we're running a special through the 20th. Everything is 20% off. So if you buy early, you save pretty well. And we a new thing we're starting this year is we are mailing tickets to people. So if you buy your tickets in advance, you get your tickets at home. You just bring them to the festival. All you have to do is get your ID checked, and then you are ready to go celebrate in Texas Reds. So hopefully alleviating some of those lines that we've had.
And a reminder, first of all, the dates.
September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Which would be the next to last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. It's the last full weekend in September.
Mm-hmm. For those who aren't familiar with the concept, what are we doing on those 3 days?
We celebrate two great industries in Texas, beef and wine. And so it's not just for red wine drinkers. We have red wine, white wine, pink wine, fruit wine. We have stuff for non-wine drinkers. We have craft beer. And then we celebrate beef. So we have some new events this year. We have a farm-to-table dinner Thursday night out at Messina Hoff. It's a wine pairing dinner. Friday night, we feature Go Texan Wines, who, you know, raise fruit in Texas and make their wines. So there's a party for that Friday night. And Saturday night, we have a steak dinner. And Sunday, this is new, we have a steak and egg brunch. So we have omelet stations where you can make steak in, and waffle stations, and just loving to eat and drink all weekend. But I mean, it's free to get in. All of the special events are ticketed, but you can come around, walk, peruse. All of the food vendors that come to the festival too, all of them have a steak or wine/grape inspired dish. So lots of good food, lots of good music, arts and crafts vendors. So it's a really great weekend.
The headline entertainment?
Rodney Crowell and Ray Wiley Hubbard. And Ray Wiley Hubbard will be on a big stage this year, because we had him in the Palace last year and it was just filled to capacity. So he's going to be on the big stage Saturday night at 8:30, I believe.
And that puts Rodney on the stage Friday then?
Sunday.
Okay.
So Sunday is Rodney Crowell, 3:30 to 5. And then Friday night, we have the Texas Twisters coming in. So that is more just street dance. Everybody come out and have fun. No vendors, just nice dancing.
And that's just a sampling of the entertainment, too.
Yes, we have 35 different entertainers and bands. It ranges all the way from single songwriters to, I think our biggest one is a 10-piece band. So everything in between, country, funk, rock, soul. I mean, I know it's real cheesy and cliche, but there really is something for everybody there.
Again, free admission to get into downtown, mm-hmm. free admission to see the entertainment.
Right.
The ticketed admission things, mm-hmm. you want to buy the steaks, you want to buy the brunch, you right. want to buy the alcohol. And
yes, then that's what requires a ticket. And so, like I said, it's 20% off until the 20th. So, and I'm not going to lie, it's a really good deal. Part of me is like, we should not be giving that big of a discount, but it is a great deal. We want people to be able to enjoy it, and we want it to be affordable. So, you know, whether it's a family of four or a group of 10 friends that just want to come, we want everybody to be able to afford it and have a good time.
The website?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
The other component I wanted to give some more attention to is that the festival is staffed by a bunch of people, and most of them are volunteers.
Yes, we could not do this festival without volunteers. We actually need about 500 volunteers Saturday and Sunday to help this festival run. So we like to give back to the community as well. And so what we do is, you're with a group, a nonprofit, or a civic organization, you volunteer. For every 50 hours you volunteer, we give your group $500. And so there's, like I said, many, many different shifts that they can sign up, and you can do everything from helping to serve wine to handing out maps and showing people where to go at the festival. So lots of different positions, lots of different times. And like I said, we just could not do it without those volunteers.
And again, the website find out more.
Also on Texas Reds Festival, there's a volunteer tab, and you can sign up and pick your shift and pick your job.
That's wonderful. So as Amanda keeps saying, not a lack of anything to do when you're scratching your head.
Yes.
And that again begins tomorrow night with First Friday. We've mentioned the festival website, mm-hmm. a reminder to how to find Downtown Bryan Association on social media.
If you go to downtownbryan.com, we have a full list of our First Friday activities, as well as information on the Summer Sunset Series and Football Fridays. Or you can find us on Facebook at Historic Downtown Bryan, and we have events for literally every event until the end of the year. We even pushed out our Christmas events today. So
I think I saw that.
Yes.
that the lights on uh-huh. has already been scheduled.
Right. We have lights on and our Christmas parade, and then our Christmas sip and shop as well. So we do that after the lights comes on, so you can get that nice Christmas spirit in you.
Well, let's get through the end of September.
Right.
First.
Yes, please.
Amanda Reynolds, Downtown Bryan Association, always fun.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.